ESPN's Turon Davenport, talking Titans now on Robbie and Rex Road on ESPN 102.5 The Game and the Game Nashville app.
It is that time of the week, time for us to be joined by our good friend Turon Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Talking with TD on our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. TD brought to you by ESPN Bet Sportsbook. TD, good morning. What's going on, man? How we doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Not a whole lot. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. So would you like to discuss further your evaluation of Sam Darnold, or did you think you made that pretty clear yesterday on with Stilley?
No, you know, it's funny. Jarrett said I use stats. Well, I had to use stats because, you know, his football acumen is not of enough stature to understand when I explained one of his interceptions in the Saints win that was 10-7, in which he completed five passes. I explained one of the two interceptions, and he didn't really seem to understand. So I said, okay, well, let me just go to stats because that will help. On the interception, he didn't look off the safety. He led Tyrann Mathieu right to the post, and he proceeded to throw a beach ball that Mathieu was able to pick off, and that was one of his two interceptions. So my thing with Sam Darnold is I don't think he's a terrible quarterback, but to use the words awesome and great to describe him, it's typical Stillman. But then to turn around and look at Tua or Kyler Murray and say they suck, as he would say, it just doesn't correlate. I would say this. I think Bradford. I think Darnold is capable of having a so-so year, but I would definitely not use the words awesome or great. And this portion of his career, this six-game stretch of his career that Jarrett pointed to say that he's awesome and great, was far from that if you actually watch the tape.
Well, he did bring up – so he brought up Tannehill, right? Jerry brought up Tannehill when he was talking to us about it. Well, that does bring up something interesting. Ryan Tannehill, TD, are you surprised that we don't know where he's going to be? I look at this, I have to think that he's trying to be selective in finding a place to at least be a bridge starter. And, you know, that could work out at still some spots. But are you surprised, and what do you think happens with him?
Yeah, I would think that Tannehill is looking for the right opportunity. I think that he still believes that he's a starter. And it's one of those things where he, as you said, he's being very selective. I don't know for sure that he will continue to play, to be honest with you. So there's a lot of directions it could go, but I definitely wouldn't compare Darnold to Tannehill. I think there's a different grade. Tannehill isn't as scary as Darnold is, you know, when pressure comes.
So, TD, what were some of your main takeaways from the Callahan-Wilson-Holtz press conference earlier this week?
Well, I like what Denard Wilson said about the secondary and the front end and how they're married together. He mentioned, you know, how it's one in the trenches. But the thing that was really, really outstanding that he discussed was how if you're not a pass rusher, you have to turn into a pass defender. And he really got into, like, how you can alter the throw and actually be a pass defender as a defensive lineman, as a pass rusher. So I thought that was cool. Nick Holes and his – what he said about Treylon Burks, right, having to earn it and speaking about his talent, that was intriguing. Both Holes and – Brian Callahan speaking about Will Levis, his leadership, and how they're going to allow him to just take that role, and just how he walks in the building with a different swagger, like a level of confidence that they like. So those are some things. I mean, it was a good 40 minutes of press conferences, actually 50, and I thought it was really good.
Well, since you brought up Burks, I guess we have to go back into Stilley territory. So first of all, the reaction, and certainly not just him. I mean, people raise their eyebrows when Brian Callahan was asked about just, I guess, receivers in general. I think Sam Phelan asked him something about receivers, and he went into, and then you have the slot guys, and he mentioned Mason Kinsey and all that. I guess I kind of took that as he was talking about the true, quote-unquote, true slot receivers, even though obviously you can do different things. You're going to move different guys into the slot.
Right.
But I don't know. You tell me. The overall reaction, Nick Holtz's answer to a question about Burks, the pictures of Burks. I mean, does he look out of shape to you? Do you feel like there's any messaging right now that to the effect of, you know, they've, I don't know, not given up on him, but that they're down on him?
No, I don't think there's messaging. And I think this is another situation where we're too caught up in these conspiracies and trying to read all these. Just let it play out. He's not out of shape. I mean, I'll say this. I'm wise enough to know what I don't know. So I don't know if he is or isn't in shape. I believe that he is, because what I saw him do last year was coming to camp in shape. But that remains to be proven. I'm not going to get on here and definitively say that he's in shape. I'm not going to definitively say he's out of shape. That's not how I do, right? But to look at a picture and say this man's cheeks make you think that he's out of shape, it's like Jupiter-level moronic. I don't even understand how. And then a three-second video of him walking into the building with a T-shirt. Out of shape because of that? Let's just stop. That's reckless. That's careless. And you see how a lot of fans are jumping on that now. That's why we, as people who come on this radio and speak and actually are blessed enough to have influence, we have to be careful not to be reckless. And that's being reckless speaking that way, because as you see, people will jump on it.
Teron Davenport with us here. Sorry, Petiti, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I just think Treylon Burks is one of those. Let's see how he is when OTA starts.
Teron Davenport with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. So, TD, to that point, we were discussing earlier the Amarius Mims part of this and how, you know, Rex Road really intrigued by him if the Titans ended up moving back in the draft. I heard you talking about him a little bit yesterday. It sounds like you're a little bit more down on the Amarius Mims part of this. What do you think of the options for the Titans if they move back significantly in the draft as it relates to tackle?
Well, I agree with what you said a few segments ago, where this franchise has already had enough trouble trying to fill this position with draft capital. So I would be more inclined to get a prospect that's a little more surefire, not as many areas for improvement. You know, when you talk about the limited playing time, the injuries, that's something I would probably shy away from. I think if they move back, you know, depending on where they move back, if you go O-line, I mean, you do have J.C. Latham there, who I think, you know, after the two main guys in Alton Fashion, who I think those, he would be the guy next you look at left. Faletano is intriguing. He's a mauler. He's someone who, you know, is very athletic. That's another option. If you want to go strictly right tackle, Fuaga is another one as well. So I think, you know, there's options moving back. But if they do like that Vikings trade, 11 and 23, I think at 23, you got to look at a receiver option, pass rusher. I mean, there's other things besides the line.
If one of these two spots were addressed in the draft, and I understand I'm asking without knowing exactly where, who, but just in general, if one of these two spots were addressed in the draft, which one do you think is more urgent to address, inside linebacker or safety?
I'll probably say inside linebacker. I think that's a little more urgent because the role that inside linebacker will eventually grow into is a bigger one, whereas you're talking about the green dot. So I would say there, Jordan McGee out of Temple is a guy that I really like. They were at his pro day. I think he's, you know, fifth, sixth round pick. He could come in and help out.
TD, on the wide receiver front, we spent so much time talking about, you know, Neighbors and Adunze. Who are some guys that if the Titans chose to go that way at 38 that you think could be available and would be intriguing to you?
Yeah, you look at 38. I mean, Troy Franklin. He's real thin, but that dude has jets. Like, he got the speed. So you got him. I think you're looking at, you know, Roman Wilson, who is a guy that is very solid route wise. He has speed too. He's a vertical threat. He can play in the slot. He's a big play. I mean, when he got opportunities, he made the big plays there with Michigan. So you got him. There's a few. I mean, Jalen Polk. I saw Steve Smith actually compare Jalen Polk to TJ Husmanzada.
you know.
Yep.
So you got that, you know, that possession type of guy. There's a few options there, and I think even if you look in the third round, if you're able to manufacture that, you got your Javon Bakers. Malachi Corley, you know, the Western Kentucky yak specialist, is someone that I think in the second and third, in that range also.
Another answer, TD, that Brian Callahan had the other day that some people ran with, he asked about tight ends, and he basically said the obvious, which is they need tight ends. So I guess some people were like, oh, Brock Bowers to the Titans at 7. I mean, I guess we can run with just about anything. But what about at a realistic place where they could get a tight end? Is there anybody in that range that you really like?
Yeah, I mean, there's a few. I still like Jaheim Bell. I think, you know, you look at the explosive plays and the production that he had at Florida State and that offense, you know, when Jordan Travis was rolling, you got him. I like Tip Ryman. You're talking about, a guy who's an all-around tight end. That's an option. Sanders out of Texas is another one where you look at, the route running and just the matchup ability that he brings. Those are Theo Johnson out of Penn State as well. So there's options there. None of those guys are Brock Bowers, but, there's options that you could get later.
Well, TD, great stuff as always, man. We're less than 2 weeks away from the first round of the draft, so we're getting close. Appreciate so much you taking time to be with us. Hope you have a great weekend, and tell us about our friends at ESPN Bet Sportsbook.
Oh, yeah, you already know it, man. ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the huge sports moments this spring. It's the exclusive sportsbook of ESPN, and it has it all. It starts with offers and promotions from Scott Van Pelt and Stephen A. Smith. And from the playoff intensity to getting on the links and out to the ballpark where the Mets beat the Braves 16-4 last night, there's no better time to be a sports fan than right now. And as a new user, you get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. So download ESPN Bet today. What a play. You got to be 21 or older and in Tennessee. Any gambling problems or support, call or text the TN Red Line at 800-889-9789. Terms and conditions apply. See the app for details.
Teron Davenport joins us every Friday morning at 8 o'clock. We'll react to what TD had to say there coming up next. Take your thoughts, 615-737-1025. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game.